Jolted from their sugarcane sacking, barrels poking out, the ingredients of the picnic have spilled out across the floor of the trunk. The guns were on their way to the drop-off point, the mission disguised as a school ride for us kids. The policeman must see them, too, but all he does is reach for the rope from the terrified driver and loop one end into the lid and then through the bumper and knot them tightly together. "You'd better get that fixed," he says quietly to Mr. Washburn when he's done. "Todo bien?" his buddy calls from their guidepost. "Everything is fine," the policeman lies, waving us on our way. Back inside the car, Mr. Washburn's hands are shaking so badly he has trouble turning on the ignition. I smell urine as if someone has peed in his pants. My heart is thundering in my chest. I pull out my chain and put the little cross in my mouth, but I can't come up with the words for a simple prayer of thanks.
That was an extremely close call. Let's go over what happened. Mr. Washburn was driving Anita, Mundine, and Sam to Oscar's house, which is where they now go to school. On the way, Washburn's car got rear-ended and the trunk blew open. Two policemen came to see what had happened, and there in the trunk of the car were the ingredients for the picnic, a bunch of guns. I thought Mr. Washburn would be in big trouble. After all, the police work for El Jefe, but instead, the officer who looked in the trunk pretended that he didn't see anything. I guess he must be one of those dissidents who were mentioned a few pages back. Now I'm wondering exactly what's going to happen to those guns. Will Poppy and Tio Tony and their friends really use these guns to kill El Jefe? Let's go on to Chapter 8 on page 90.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 4 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 90.